AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russia says Ukraine fired 6 U.S.-made longer-range missiles into the country. It comes as Russian President Vladimir Putin formally lowered the threshold for using nuclear weapons. British Foreign Secretary David Lammy says Russia is not coming into this in a position of strength.
Putin's war is not, in fact, going that well. Russia is almost 1,000 days into a war it thought it would end in days, and we should never forget that. Russia has suffered record numbers of casualties in the past 2 months, with numbers killed or injured due to exceed 1 million next year.
In a statement carried by Russian news agencies, the defense ministry says the military shot down 5 of the missiles and damaged 1 more. A U.S. envoy says an agreement to end the Israel-Hezbollah war is within our grasp after meeting with officials in Lebanon. There's no such optimism in the Gaza Strip. Looting of nearly 100 aid trucks by armored men has worsened an already severe food crisis. House Speaker Mike Johnson says President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet choices will shake up the status quo.
The president needs an aggressive cabinet, and he has put forward some extraordinary nominees. I've met with many of them individually since those announcements have been made, and we're excited about the days ahead.
Hakeem Jeffries won re-election as the Democratic leader of the House, receiving support from his colleagues, despite the party's inability to win back majority control of the chamber in the November election. The UN nuclear watchdog says Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels in defiance of international demands. Prosecutors are expected to wrap up their case in the trial against a man accused of killing Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. Jose Ibarra is charged with murder and other crimes in Riley's death in February. This is AP News. Foreign governments are criticizing Hong Kong's sentencing of activists.
45 activists and lawmakers in Hong Kong received prison sentences ranging from 4 to 10 years for charges under a national security law that has crushed open expressions of the pro-democracy movement. Defendants included Liang Huaqing, an activist known as Long Hair.
We have no illusion.
His wife Chan Po Ying told reporters his sentence of 6 years and 9 months is unjust.
Even one day, they don't deserve to be in the prison.
Legal scholar Benny Tai was given the longest sentence. Defendants were prosecuted for their roles in an unofficial primary election held in 2020 during the pandemic.
But I think the important point is the rule of law.
Hong Kong Security Minister Chris Tang spoke at a news conference.
So anyone who has violated the law, and we will take it seriously.
The European Union called it another unprecedented blow against the city's fundamental freedoms. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.